Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
And today's futures market was generally lower for feeder cattle and neutral on the live cattle. June live cattle finished up 22 cents at 94.32. August 15 higher at 96.45, October up 7 at 99.47, but then there on back we're down anywhere from 15 to a dollar. Feeder cattle were pretty much a dollar lower across the board. Now, the August finished at 132.90, down $1.10, and the September 134.52, down 95 cents, but generally weak across the board there on the feeder cattle. The lean hogs finished up anywhere from 50 to a dollar. With the front month June up $1.12 at $48.57. The morning boxed beef was down $5.15 on choice at $256.33. Select down $12.35 at $234.07 on 126 loads. And then today's kill was 117,000. It was 116 on Friday. So inching on up there. Last week, the same time, it was 110,000. So again, it's inching on up. Packer margins are estimated at $480 a head for beef and about $71 a head profit for pork. And Oklahoma City had about 10,700 head called steady to $3 higher at mid-session.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
The grain market was relatively quiet today, with Kansas City wheat down about a half cent, which put July at 461 and a quarter. One of the things I've been monitoring is the world supply. It just keeps inching up. On the last report, it was somewhere around just over 300 million metric tons, which is a record for the world wheat supply, 310 million. And we have another report that'll update that on Thursday, which will be the 11 a.m. monthly report. But if that keeps going up, doesn't really matter what happens in the United States. The world supply is fairly large. The lowest it's been in recent history is back in 2007. It was about 122 million tons. So almost three times as much and at a record. So large wheat supplies continue to weigh on that market. Chicago wheat down 3 cents. Corn, on the other hand, was up 2 to 2.5. There is some renewed optimism that lengthening the cuts from OPEC could help the ethanol industry. So that's lifted corn a little bit, and these hedge funds are almost 282,000 short positions from between managed futures and options, which isn't a record, but we're right on there. It's one of the lowest we've seen at this point in the year. Usually the lows come later in the year, like in September. Beans are down 1 to 3 cents, and then the cotton today finished down about 60 cents in December at 60.37.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.